Yes, welcome to Blog This. I'm Mike Howard. Blog This is our newest segment on The First Word, and it'll feature a range of hosts each week talking to bloggers about their sites. Blogs have become a huge phenomenon over the past couple years and are also now a part of the big part of the media landscape, so we're going to find out more about that. Today, it's Torontoist. That's Torontoist.com, and they're a very popular arts, entertainment, sports, and local politics blog here in the city. Had a chance to sit down with their editor, Ron Nerwisa. So this is part one of Blog This, Torontoist. All right, Ron, well, thanks for coming in tonight.
How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Are you doing all right?
Good, yeah.
Good. Let's talk a little bit about how Torontoist came to be and the network of IST blogs in London, Paris, and, you know, elsewhere in the world.
Well, our parent blog is Gothamist. It's from New York. And I believe they started up about 3, maybe even 4 years ago. And they are probably one of the largest blogs in the world. I'd say in the top 30, maybe in the top 20 blogs in terms of viewership. And part of that's because, you know, New York is a really interesting place with lots of great things going on. And Gothamist really carved a nice niche for itself early on, you know, in the early days of blogging. And they've expanded to at least a dozen cities in almost every corner in the world. Paris, as far as Shanghai. I heard rumors that we're starting up a blog in South America. I believe it may be Rio, which is pretty cool.
What are you going to call that one?
I have no idea.
Rio-ist.
Rio-ist.
Some of them are tricky, like Seattle-ist is with the E. And
yeah.
What percentage of the IST blogs do you think make money?
Well, Gothamist for sure, and they probably make a killing. Chicago, mm-hmm. I would hazard a guess, makes a bit of money as well, because Chicagoist is another big one. A Washington DCist is a really popular blog, and, you know, out of the IST blogs, those are probably it. We do okay ourselves. We get a decent number of unique visitors every single month, every single day, and there's a real rabid group of people who come in and read our blog and comment.
I think it's huge. I mean, when I was coming to the interview today, a couple guys in the office said, "Oh yeah, I read that." It is the one sort of local blog here in Toronto that a lot of people recognize right away, mm-hmm. because of some of the things you cover. Now you got a team of writers and contributors. What's the mandate for content? What kind of content do you like posting on the site?
Personally, myself, the mandate was we try to cover things that are happening in Toronto, whether it be local news things like the TTC strike that happened recently, and actually arts as well, a lot of arts events, and that's the tricky one because there's so much great art stuff going on in this city, everything from visual arts to, like, you know, hip hop to dance to theater, that we can't cover it all. So that pretty much falls on to our writers and what their interests and what their passions are. For me, it's a lot of indie rock, a lot of public space, you know, spacing related issues and visual arts, and that's what I cover a lot of. And we have, you know, for example, one of our contributors, Jill Murray, big fan of hip-hop, so she covers a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, Allison's a theater reviewer, so she covers theater. It kind of gets divided into just what we feel really passionate about, because I find that makes for better writing.
Anything else you wanted to add?
Well, I think what happens is when you do that, writers don't feel stifled, they really can explore their voice. I like to think that one of the strengths of Torontoist, and like the strength of a lot of blogs, is that you get a real personality that you don't get in a newspaper. You just can't. It's not allowed, because especially when you're writing about news, newspapers are supposed to be objective. They're supposed to be even-handed and fair. We don't have that. There's no mandate at all for us to be even-handed or fair. We can be as mean and as you know, snarky and as pointed as we want to be. And a lot of times we are. I mean, we have there are certain people that we don't like, and we make that really clear.
Like who, for example? Well, I'm trying to think.
Well, you know, Rob Ford. Councilor Rob Ford.
Okay, yeah, that guy. So, yeah, yeah.
We don't like him. I have a slight thing against Howard Mosco. I think he's been a bit of an ineffectual TTC chair. And, you know, the people we love. I mean, it's more the people we love. For example, we love Mayor Miller. Mm-hmm. And for a long time, mm-hmm. We had a thing on the blog called Minding Mayor Miller, where we kind of gossiped about what he was doing. And you know, for a long time, we said that, you know, we love Toronto as much as we love our mayor's hair. And we still, you know, most of us still love, really, really love Mayor Miller. It's really kind of cute, actually.
We're talking with Ron Nerwisa, who's the editor of Torontoist.com, a blog here in the city. I think it was Jill had written a post about more or less the hip-hop guy. Is there a competition between these local blogs, and maybe not Antonia or the Star blogs, but BlogTO, or you're covering the same beat. Is there a friendly competition? Who gets it out first?
Sure.
Which is who has more content? Does that happen? Is that out there?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, content, we want to keep them, make sure we have a decent amount of content out there. I don't think the content thing is, I don't count. It's not like I count posts every day. Oh, we have five, they have four. Great, we're winning. No, it's not about that. I mean, I definitely count media mentions because I know we're read by the media. So every time the media picks up a story that we ran first, or every time the media, you know, literally quotes, you know, this was said on Torontoist.com, it warms my heart a little tiny bit. BlogTO, you know, they don't get that as much as we do, I think. And I'm not sure why, but, you know, I've got my lucky fingers that they don't.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm competitive with Paved, and, you know, I have a friendly competition with Spacing, but it's not really competition because I know them. They're my friends. And some of these bloggers I'm quite friendly with. So it's not a rivalry so much as just a kind of camaraderie, because no one's really making any money off this. So it's hard to get all, you know, get you know, tied up about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, can you share any stories about the comment boards or any heated exchanges between readers and, say, the person who maybe posted the article? Because that's where all the feedback and the exchange, the conversation happens, is on the comment boards. Mm-hmm. After the post is made, right? Do you remember any posts in the past? I bet there's a lot.
There's tons. I think the one that I'm the most proud of, and it wasn't mine. Somebody had posted. Well, we were the ones who took that photo. We put up that photo of at the corner of Queen and I believe it's Dover Court, the Starbucks. Drake, you ho.
Yeah.
This is your fault.
Right.
That was.
Did that photo come from
that photo? One came, of your,
yeah. Where did that come from?
I can't remember. I think it either came from a photo blogger or it came from somewhere else. And but I remembered seeing it on our blog, and we were one of the first people to have it up.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Oh my goodness, the sheer comment, the comments that went back and forth on that was phenomenal.
Based on what though? Based on what were people saying? I mean, people were defending the neighborhood and defending the gentrification, saying, "Well, we don't have a problem with Starbucks," or "What's the big deal, hipster?" You know, or what was it all about?
I think it was a mixture of all those things. It was a mixture of, well, gee, you totally go to the Drake, so now you're just hating it because it's done all this stuff, or you know, you've got a real bias because you just want your neighborhood to stay the way it is, but you know, other people want to live there too. It's, you know, there was a lot of anti-Starbucks feelings there. There was just lots of little things that it was all a big soupy mix. I found it's hard to kind of, you know, pinpoint it and say it was one thing, but there was a definite kind of like conversation there about the gentrification of that neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Which is still happening all the time. Jill Murray, every time she posts about Queen Street West,
and she's the Queen West queen,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And every time she posts anything about Queen Street West and it has a hint of gentrification in it, people get their hackles up. Every time she posts about the West Side Lofts, people get angry. Every time she posts, anything, people.
So does she have to be careful, or does she like that? She wants that dialogue. I mean, or does she? You know, bloggers can't be wary of how it's taken, right? I mean, you just put it out there. You're putting it into the world. You're sharing your thoughts. That's the whole idea.
I think if you're too sensitive, you shouldn't be blogging,
mm-hmm.
and you should definitely be careful about what you write. I'm not entirely too sensitive. I've had people come and tell me that my writing is stupid, my comments don't make any sense. Yesterday, I referred to the corner of Bloor and Spadina as vibrant, and six different people said, what are you, an idiot? It's got like two, you know, it's got a Scotiabank. I think the quote, I'm just going to paraphrase.
A little park there, yeah.
Yeah, it's got a
hot dog stands.
Yeah, and what they said was, there's a Scotiabank, a 7-Eleven, a park full of drunks, and the JCC. And that's actually a pretty good corner.
Sounds all right to me.
Yeah, it sounds all right to me. And you know, three people said, yeah, you know, this is a terrible corner. Like, and I'm like, what? You think a highway would have been any better? Yeah, doofus, you know?
And that's just part one of Blog This, Torontoist. We do have part two coming up probably sometime later this month. Thank you very much to Ron Nerwisa. I'm Mike Howard. This is The First Word on CIUT 89.5.